Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up, it's the Get Up Show.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Simon Says podcast number 254.
Yes.
Woo! Woo! They said it wouldn't last, and they still might be right. You can tell your friends about it. Click a like and subscribe and call us anytime you would love to at 336-373-0987. I'm Sean. Of course, Charlie's here.
Hello there.
Maddie's over here.
Hello.
We're coming out from under the snow. I don't know where you're listening in the world, but it snowed several days ago, and it is still sitting here. It's like a guest that will not leave.
Well, it's not that there's so much snow around, but it's just the patches on the road where it got packed down
patches?
Into ice.
I'm depending on your son to scrape off all the snow.
Yeah.
But that. I'm going to tell you, you say there's not snow around. My whole yard, I'm on the shady side of the street, and my whole yard is an ice sheet now because I couldn't find my shovel. Couldn't find it anywhere.
Bro, you should have called me. I have an extra one.
You would have come over in the snow, bro.
No, I probably wouldn't have, but I would have told you that I had an extra
that's
one.
That's the sweetest thing.
Funny. You don't have one. I got two.
You got an extra shovel? Yeah, it's right there. I'm looking at it.
Like, okay. I didn't take the snow off my deck, and it's still there.
Me too. It's everywhere. Speaking of snow shovels, one of my pieces of memorabilia from being in D.C., I stole Billy Bush's snow shovel because he brought it to work. They were doing a promotion to go shovel snow or whatever.
Yeah.
Definitely put it in my car. Don't know whatever happened to it, though.
Oh, boo. I thought maybe it was in your little memorabilia room.
I wish.
Written with it.
I wish it was.
Little sign on it.
So, no.
It was.
But, yeah, the world stops around here when there's snow. The grocery stores were empty, and now they're saying we might get more next week. I was just looking at the thing on the app, the weather app,
mm-hmm.
and when you go through day by day and you push the details on precipitation, yesterday it said we were going to get 14 inches of snow next Wednesday.
That is impossible.
It's not.
Around here.
It is not impossible.
It's not going to happen.
It's highly probable.
It is not.
All right, now let's see.
It would be awesome if it did, though.
Yeah, it'd be super cool.
I mean, it was super excited to have, like, the snow's falling, it's starting to accumulate, and then I took my kid out driving, and then it started.
To teach her how to do it?
Yeah, well, I did it first because Charlie and I had been talking about the fact that we both got vehicles that are supposed to be able to drive in the snow, and we haven't been able to drive them in the snow. So I took my first reason I went out was to go try and do donuts in my car, which is not as much. It's not as much fun as it used to be, man. I missed my manual transmission with an e-brake. That was
you kind of need that kind of stuff. And also you're older and you don't want to have to pay your deductible on your insurance.
Actually, if you had seen me, that really wasn't a thought.
I'm going to turn real slow.
Well, no, I got some good fishtails going. But then I brought my kid with me for that. And then I got home and my wife's like, you know, you should probably, my son's up at App and he never learned how to drive in the snow. So he would call me. He's like, my car's doing this weird thing where the brakes are just.
He didn't know.
He didn't know what the anti-lock brakes were. Or like, he didn't know, like, he's having trouble. And so she's like, you should probably take, you know, the girl out. So I took her out in her car and we did some practice driving. So
how'd she do?
She did fine, but we didn't really get a chance to do anything because it's changed terrain.
This area is so weird because it's so our listening area and even where we all live compared to each other is so large that what happens at your house could be completely different than what happens at my house.
True. It's always a party at my house.
Well, yeah. It's
as they used to say, it's a motor booty throwdown jam at my house at all times. So if this house is rocking.
Okay.
Wow. If the whole house is rocking.
But you guys got more snow in Greensboro than I did in Lexington.
Welcome back to Snow Talk. Talk about snow. But I don't know. I don't want to get more. I used to love snow. I used to love a snow day. Now it terrifies me.
Oh, I love it.
I don't want to drive
in
that.
I want to use my truck in it, and I still haven't gotten much of a chance.
I bet you can find some patches right now today. When we get done with
this. I'm not.
I'm depending on you, son, to drive on this here snow.
Speaking of things falling out of the sky, how about this? There's a guy named Joe who was taking his dog out for a walk, and he was standing there. You know, you get outside the house, and you stop for a second, get your bearings, look around.
Yeah.
So he left, and when he came back, he saw, like, it looked like something had shattered on his sidewalk. And he went and looked at his Ring video camera, and he saw a meteor fall out of the sky and explode on his sidewalk.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Saw it and heard it. And the thing is, where it fell was exactly where he had just been standing. He walked away, took the dog down the street. That thing hit. If he'd have still been standing there, he said it would have cut him in half.
That are you kidding is
me? Isn't that wild?
Crazy.
I know.
How many times do you think in your life that's happened, but you just had no idea?
None.
You really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean specifically a meteor, but anything like that, where that moment of time where, you know, I don't know if that counts as butterfly effect, but that,
no.
Where if you had done one thing differently or like lingered just a little bit longer in this one place.
Oh, well, yeah, I've had near-death experiences many, many times, but not with a meteor.
But not know that you had a near-death experience.
That's crazy. No, but now that he has a Ring cam, like, think about it. Like, he has proof. He can go back and look and say, oh, crap.
And who
do you sue? You can't sue anybody over there.
No.
Probably Elon Musk. He's pretty much in charge of space now. But they said, like, I don't know if it was NASA or whoever, but they said this is the first time they have ever gotten video that included the sound of a meteor falling and hitting, in addition to it actually hitting and exploding.
It's not just the typical, like, slide whistle sound effect that goes into a splat.
Pew, boing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. How did you know that? You're like a scientist.
Man, that's like when they said that dinosaurs had fur and stuff, and it ruins your... You know, like, if that's the sound, like, of a meteor shooting through space, you think it's all majestic. It's only like, wow, wow, wow.
Boing, zip. So you're saying that the dinosaurs were dancing around with stupid hats on and they were just having a fur party when the thing hit and killed them all.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, we now envision dinosaurs as being all cool and lizardy, but then someone did like a Jurassic Park, but how they should have looked in real life, like from what they've now determined through science that they were bird-like and whatever else, and they look real dumb.
Really?
No. I don't believe it.
Nah.
No.
I think either way. You talking about something that big. It, I don't care if it's got fur or feathers or a plaid jacket. That thing is terrifying.
Dude, yeah.
Big Bird comes stomping out. Like, you hear the sound of a T-Rex, and it's Big Bird is like, hey.
I mean, did you ever see Grape Ape? He was terrifying.
Beagly, 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 beagly. I never understood that one. But so, yeah, I really did want, my whole life, I've wanted a meteor. I've always wanted to.
I could see you trying to find one, like, through auctions or, like, yard sales.
They are high, man.
What if that guy has, like, a magnet in his head or something, and that, it, like, drew it to him?
Well, he wasn't there. If he's got a magnet,
it's a magnet on the sidewalk.
It would have followed him down the street. Well, what was the one the other day? There was somebody who thought they had a giant, you know, brick of gold or, like, a gold nugget. It turned out it was actually a meteorite, and it was actually worth way more than gold because of that.
Really?
Yeah, he'd been like, he'd found it as a kid, and
I mean, he's totally radioactive now because he's had it for so long.
That would be neat. You find out later that this giant hunk of uranium.
You've had it around you for your whole life. You've only got three arms growing out of your shoulders, but it's fine. It's worth it.
He's got the blinky eye in the back of his head.
You know, you can actually get a piece of a meteorite for as low as $10 on eBay right now. I'm shocked. Here's one.
Does it seem legit?
This says possible meteorite. Yeah, raccoon turd.
Hold on.
Sure.
Oh, possible. That would be, shiny.
You take it to go get tested because you're super excited and you find out it's a turd.
Now, what about there's people selling slices of meteorite. I don't think I want a slice. That seems like ripped off,
no,
you know?
I want
you should
it,
keep
like,
that pure.
From the sky.
Exactly, just as it fell.
You know, the other thing I never found that I always wanted was when you see the people cracking open a rock and it's full of like crystals and
stuff.
Oh,
the geodes.
The geodes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can get those all the time.
Well, I know, but I'm saying like I've been seeing for some reason.
I would like to find a rock, although I've never cracked open a rock. I don't know.
Well, that's
maybe.
You've walked by 1,000 million
probably.
Of them. Do you know what you look for?
Mm.
And I don't know if we have them around here as much because aren't they igneous? I think they're igneous rocks. And we have some, but not. We're made mainly sedimentary around here, I believe. But you look for a round, like almost like a ball
mm-hmm.
rock, and
yeah.
that's where they snap them open, and they're full of those purple crystals and everything. And then the smoke monster comes out.
I really do appreciate the
Gives
fact
you
that
wish.
You just used igneous and sedimentary.
I know,
and even in our company,
well, even better. I know what he meant.
I didn't mention metamorphic, so I'm sorry. I might have let you down.
What's cool is I just knew sedentary as in my lifestyle.
That's sedimentary, not well, sedentary.
No. Okay. It's close. It's
whatever.
Pretty close.
You don't know.
Okay.
Are you gymming? Are you still gymming?
Do what?
Are you gymming?
I don't know what that means.
You do know what it means. You're the only one of us that's gymming.
Gymming?
Gymming.
Jimmin.
I want to jam it with you.
Yeah.
Here's another song by Bob Marley. I don't know what you mean.
What are you talking about? Oh, going to the gym.
Thank you, Charlie.
Gymming.
Listen, I'm going to tell you everything, and then you explain
I'll
it to
translate.
Him.
Translate.
Yeah. Yes, I am. I didn't go the other day because I threw my back out getting out of my car.
It happens.
Which is neat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been trying to go back and keep it up.
Are you noticing the people, the New Year's people, the ones who come in January?
What's funny is that I haven't seen as many of the regulars from before, and I've seen some new people. But then I'm like, you know, it's like making up a story about somebody that you see, like their whole life. I'm dying to know what happened to a couple of these people. Like there's the one guy who he found out my name, or we said hi to each other at one point, and he kept saying my name, and I never remembered his name. Mm-hmm. He's gone, and I don't want to know where he is.
Did you call him Champ?
No, hey guy,
that's
hey
right.
man,
that's right,
tank top guy.
What's up, fella? But I've been going. There are some newbies, but it's not as overwhelming as you would think.
Okay, all right. You know, there's some fitness clubs who have said nobody new can come in here for the whole month of January, and I think that's a bold move because you're basically turning away business.
Yeah.
But they said because we have our regulars who we know and they've been here for years. We don't want these newbies coming in here sweating on the machines, getting in their way.
That's got to be like some sort of boutique gym kind of deal because Planet Fitness wouldn't be like,
yeah, you're not going to have one of the big businesses.
I go to Planet Fitness and they're like, let's go, party.
They make their money off of memberships, so.
Yeah.
They don't care if you come back. They just want you to pay for your membership.
I woke up super early on the weekend and I was like, you know what? I can't sleep. So I went to the gym and the one I go to is by a Food Lion. Have you ever been by a Food Lion before they open?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
This Food Lion has a recording that plays, and it's like a guy. It's what's funny is it's not like an announcement. It's like a person getting on a microphone. Hey, we see you out there, but store's closed. If you could go ahead and take off, we'd appreciate it. And then I started laughing, so I'm sitting there for a second, and then the person, I think it was an employee trying to get in, and then the announcement, yeah, we told you to go ahead and get out of here. We've got your face on video. The cops are going to come if you don't, you know.
But you feel like it's a recording. It's not somebody live doing it?
It was definitely recording.
Oh, that is so cool.
But I like the way they did it. They even added like a natural like, hey, you know, like a pause, like a natural pause.
That is
but
so
it was
cool.
It was the most non-threatening get off our lawn
sounded like a high
ever.
School kid. Well, like, hey, man,
go ahead and get out of here.
I think that's great. That's like the little thing. They used to have a novelty. You could order it out of the back of a comic book. And it was a little sound machine. And what you would do is you would suction cup it to the side of the toilet bowl. And then you would take the bulb, which would engage it, and put it under the toilet seat.
Oh,
and when somebody sat on it, would go, hey, I'm working down here.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But how crazy would it be, though, if you did that and just so happens a snake came out of your drain?
No.
It's a working, hard working snake.
Yeah. And it just happened to go by a tiny hard hat and it kind of slid up and
I love
it on its head.
That's a great idea. All of these are great ideas. huh, I want to go to a Food Lion when it's closed and see what they tell me now. That's genius. But
and that's the other thing. I'd be curious if that's a thing that they do everywhere.
If you're a person who hangs out in parking lots before things are open regularly, you'll get used to it. It won't have the same effect.
Well, after the first time,
yeah,
you realize
this
that...
guy sounds exactly the same.
Hey, yeah. Listen, I see you out there, but you're going to have to get out of here or we're going to call the cops.
Do you know that we have new motion detector lights and noises here at the building because of the time when our vehicles were vandalized and robbed, that now they have one in the back? And I don't know if they really did this. Like, they have sirens on them, but really? We were talking about having one of them in the back bark like a big dog.
Oh.
And I think that would work like a champ.
Sure. Nobody wants to go in a place with a big dog barking. Yeah, everybody's scared of dogs.
Exactly.
Who's
going
to think that there's a dog in an office park?
It sounds like it's out there.
Oh, there's just a random... Well, then, if you're going to do a dog bark, well, then why not do like a coyote or like a wild animal or
people
bear?
People don't know what that is.
A bear growling or like a... Yeah, not like a fox noise.
Look, dog bark is universal, you know? Everybody knows dog barks, and people who are robbing you are scared of dogs. It's a scientific fact.
Usually.
When they fill out the survey after they rob you.
They say, what would have scared you away? Giant dog.
I always have to fill out the surveys post-robbery.
Yeah.
Just because I want my robber to know how they did.
Exactly.
They hand me that piece of candy.
If you don't give reviews, they can't get better, you know? So kids now, Gen Z, which now we're into alpha and beta.
Yeah, we're on beta, just got born.
Why can't we
this year?
Why can't they just be B? Why are they so fancy? We're X. We're not...
Because we're way too cool for a word.
We're not xylophone.
Weren't we one of the first ones that they finally started throwing? I don't remember.
Baby boomer before that.
We were the first one after baby boomer.
So here's things that we had that they will never, ever have. Finding a ride. There's no Uber. You got to find a ride back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple dollars for gas.
Well, in some places, they still don't have those.
Recording songs off the radio on your cassette player.
Oh. And nobody does that.
Nobody does that.
I would say that you would think so, but I like some super nerdy, like some of my daughter's friends are really into that tech. Like her friend just got a thing where he could tape from VCR to VCR.
I need that.
Well, I know. But I mean, that was something that was like, that was super cool back in the day when you could make copies. Like,
no doubt. You can get some from Blockbuster. Yeah, exactly. Go to Blockbuster and steal it.
So I need to say, I'm very upset that how many times I've moved. And finally, at a certain point, I was like, why am I carrying all these cassettes and CDs around with me? I don't have anything to play them on. It's out. This technology is gone. And now it's coming back. And I'm like, I want my
Did you get rid of them?
Back. Yeah.
Oh, man, you can't do that.
I had to, man. You don't know how much stuff I was lugging around from place to place.
This is why I'm going to die in my house. You know, I had all these grand dreams about going back to the Eastern Shore and living near the water and, you know, raking up oysters and clams, but I can't leave my stuff.
Well, you bring your stuff with you.
There ain't nowhere for it. The Eastern Shore is small.
Here's what you do.
The whole town isn't big enough for his stuff.
I mean, you couldn't get one of those pack rat things.
What's that?
It's the shipping container
pod.
Things.
And then what?
Oh, just leave it outside of your house.
I've seen people. It seems like they have them for.
I know. People do. Yeah. There's a guy on Cornwallis whose garage is packed like one of those, and it's the same stuff's been in there for 15 years. And I'm like, what are you going to do with it? Why is that? Why are you keeping that?
I mean, like, if it's in there, then you probably don't need it.
But yeah, I look around at all the stuff and I'm like, nope, I can never pack this up again.
Your daughter's really happy about that too.
Hey, look, she could sell it.
Oh.
The next thing, calling the weather line to find out the weather for the day. Remember those?
254-6511.
438-8180, I think. Or was it 492? And I used to do it too. Thank you for calling the WHNC Weather Line, a service of Larry's Service Company. Wow. And there were people who didn't believe it was me. You know, I was in high school at the time.
Yeah.
And everybody called that every day. And so I was like, no, yeah, that's me. And so this girl, Dawn, she either believed me or kind of acted like she believed me. I said, call it tonight. I'll say hello to you. So at the end, I go, and thank you for calling the WHNC weather line. Hey, Dawn.
That was a super big flex back in the day.
Oh, yeah. It was. It was, because they might not listen to you on the radio, but they called that weather line. We need to come up with a weather line.
It was I want to say that it was the old National Bank, and it was the lady, and it was time and temperature.
Oh, I remember those too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got in trouble for that.
Same idea as we used to call, you know, when you'd call, get movie times.
Yes.
You call the theater and they would start reading through the list of the movie and what time they're playing.
The drive-in down in Eden had a hilarious one up until recently when it was sold and they did away with it, but he was entertaining on his current. Okay. Waiting for your pictures at the, photo place.
Oh gosh, never. I mean, that was you couldn't wait to get them back.
I know.
When you went and picked them up and then something was wrong with the film or your finger was in front of half the pictures.
And you always had to keep that little slip that you tore off, because if anything happened and you went and said, "Hey, I didn't get my pictures," they'd say, "Oh, do you have the number on the slip?"
Oh yeah.
Of course not.
And yeah, you wouldn't get your pictures.
Your answering machine tape filled up. They'll never know about that. These Gen Zers will never have their answering machine tape fill up. Remember when they were actually taped?
They don't even leave messages.
No.
I don't leave messages anymore.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Finding some change, digging around for change to use that payphone.
No.
Yeah.
There's a couple still left, apparently. We talked about this many times about where you can still find a payphone.
I did see one in Elkin.
Was it the phone or just a box?
It was a phone and a box. I'm sorry. I glanced. I saw the box, but my wife said she specifically saw the phone.
Do you know there was a way to cheat that back in the 70s if you had a tiny Allen wrench that would fit in the hole of the mouthpiece? On the receiver?
Yeah.
You push that in there, and then you take it and bang it on the side of the phone booth to get it in there real good, and then just kind of work it around like that, and it would trick it, and you could make a call for free.
Do you remember in, movies and stuff, they would play the sound of, money dropping in?
Oh, did that work?
It it was a movie. So, I mean,
We would just like when we needed our parents to come get us after practice or whatever, we would just put the quarter in as soon as she picked up. Come get me. Click. Mm. And we'd get our quarter back.
And I've heard of people putting strings on them. I know that's a movie thing, too. But I feel like I knew somebody who actually did that, who would put a string on a coin and pull it back out. What about busy signals?
Oh God, yeah, it's a good point.
If you get one of those now, although I will tell you, there is a pizza place in Welcome that's called Ducina's Pizza, and they have a line that goes busy. If it's,
the same old busy signal?
Yes, and sometimes you will have to call. I have called like 15 times trying to get through to order a pizza.
No,
maybe
kidding.
More.
Because usually,
so many times,
if it's cell phone to cell phone, it just either clicks, it beeps off, or nothing.
No, but they must have a landline at the business.
How about that?
But that's the joke around where I lived. That it's like, oh my God, it's Friday night, and I got through on the 10th call.
Oh my God, that's like, I mean, such a memory for me of calling radio stations on a contest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like it would ring, and you're like, oh my God, it's like, hi, you're caller 5, and like, no. Yeah.
Remember calling the radio station? It was busy, 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 and then it rings, and you have that white hot shot of terror.
Yeah,
like so nervous.
What were you gonna say?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What else? Getting up to change the channel.
Yeah.
That was definitely one. How many kids was that their job? You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You definitely had to for your parents, and
I missed
sometimes
that.
You would just sit there and keep watching because no one wanted to get up and change it.
Whatever was on out of your three channels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rewinded VHS tapes before you took them back.
Please be kind.
They even made rewinders.
Looked
like little race cars.
They did.
That's what we would watch the wall.
Yeah.
Watch Pink Floyd the Wall, put it in the rewinder, put it back in the player. Let's watch it again, man. And memorizing phone numbers. I only know a few numbers in my whole life right now.
I know my child.
675309. That's about it.
I know mine. I know my man's. And I know my best friends.
I know Maddie's. It's 2.
And I think that's it.
Yeah, easy. I know yours too.
Oh.
Yours is super easy.
I know. It really is.
It's
both ways.
Yeah.
The first part and the second part. Where your daughter is in Richmond, they had a dang earthquake yesterday. Did you hear about that?
No.
A real earthquake.
What? Really?
Yesterday afternoon. Yeah, it was, you know.
I love my kid. I love the fact, like, I think I even talked to her. I talked to her a couple times yesterday, and she never said. She was like, yeah, I think I'm getting a cold.
Your kid, she didn't mention the earthquake. What time did you talk to her?
Maybe she was like me, and she didn't feel it.
It was like, I was calling her during the hockey announcement because I was trying to see if she would want any of the merch that was for sale.
Oh, yeah, because she's a hockey
person.
She
loves it.
It was a magnitude 2.8 earthquake a mile from Windom, Virginia at 5:28 yesterday afternoon.
Seems like you should feel that one.
It seems like you should. I can't remember what the one was we had here that rattled all my old bottles and trinkets.
Did you know there was an earthquake yesterday in Richmond or around there?
And now she's looking at that going, God. No. Speaking of your hockey team, people might not know, Greensboro had a professional hockey team years ago, like 20 years ago, I think.
Two.
And now they got another one. It just was announced, and Maddie was there. He was the master of ceremonies at the announcement at the Coliseum. 1,500 people lined up to shake hands with Maddie and welcome the new team.
Yeah, I was very glad to have everyone come out just to see me.
Mm-hmm.
The Greensboro Gargoyles, which it's kind of been getting mixed reviews, but I'm not mad at it.
No, it's not bad.
Way better than, the Panthers or the, just Cougar or something that's not original at all.
Everyone in line was trying to was theorizing about what they thought it was because they were teasing it all the way up. And I knew it was something purple, something with claws. And then I'm like, maybe it's a dinosaur. I think it's going to be really cool. I think it's going to be fun to have hockey back in Greensboro.
I like their colors.
Yeah,
purple, gold,
and black.
Yeah. It's the royalty.
I'm sorry. My daughter did not know there was an earthquake until her mother told her.
She wrote you back already?
Yeah.
Good girl. Tell her I said I'm proud of her. But they're the Gargoyles.
Sean says he's proud of you.
Oh, that's going to mean a lot to her. The Gargoyles is what they ended up with. And like you said, I like that. I like that name. But we need to have some clarification from the officials with the team to know if it's actually a gargoyle or a grotesque.
Obviously.
Because there's a difference.
Well, there was a time where you could ask questions, and I was next up to ask that question.
That was going to be his, and they ran out of time.
And you were like, no, I'm sorry.
Because when you look at the gargoyle on the logo, you can't tell if it's a grotesque or a gargoyle. Do you guys remember the difference?
Well, yes. I know now because you told us, but yeah. A grotesque is just for decorative purposes. Uh-huh. A gargoyle has a function,
right.
As in a water fountain,
exactly.
Or a door knocker.
Yes, downspout.
But otherwise, do they look just alike?
Often, yeah. Gargoyles generally have wings, I think, you know, and maybe a grotesque will or will not. I have a grotesque at the house, but I blew my own mind when I was talking about it because it was actually used as a fountain at one point, thus turning the grotesque into a gargoyle and upsetting everything.
Gargoyle.
The world will never be the same.
Grotesque gargoyle.
So here's some other hockey names that are pretty good. The Toothless Wonders.
Yep.
The Stick Magnets. Ugly Pucklings.
I like that.
Buke Boom Goes the Dynamite? What does that mean?
Well, the Boom Goes the Dynamite was that guy.
Well, what's Buke Boom?
That's got to be a...
Is that a player?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Men with Wood.
Uh-huh.
Every Day I'm Bifuglian.
What?
I don't know. Multiple Scorgasms. I got moves like Jaeger.
Yeah.
The Deeks of Hazard. Penalty Box Brawlers, A.M. Wood.
But these are, like you said, these are like beer league teams.
Yeah.
You don't know?
No, I do know. We do know.
Well, I mean, they do.
They're not real.
There are fun ones out there, but they don't usually.
Yeah.
Multiple Scorgasms isn't going to be something.
You don't know that.
Well, so we have the Winston-Salem Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
In Winston-Salem.
Oh, unsolicited stick picks.
That was a good one.
That was another good one.
Speaking of the Thunderbirds, the couple in front of me was talking about how they had season tickets to that, but they're also going to get season tickets for the Gargoyles as well.
Oh, fun. They'll be hockeying every single day.
God, every damn hockey.
A lot of hockey.
The Flying Elbows.
If you haven't been, have you guys been to, I mean, you've been to a Thunderbirds.
Yeah, I have. I've been to a few.
I went and took my daughter to a Checkers game, and it's minor league hockey is fun.
Yeah, I used to actually, many, many, many moons ago when I lived in Charlotte, we went to Checkers games too. And I know zero about hockey, but they're fun.
Hockey is a sport, 100%. So my kid got really into hockey and that's what got me watching it again. I was literally watching hockey last night on TV.
You used to play, didn't you?
No, which is funny. I grew up in New Hampshire.
He's from North, where they actually do it.
But no, it's definitely a sport that is super fun to watch live.
Yeah, believe it or not, I've never been to a hockey game, and I maybe did a promotion at one at the beginning, but didn't stay for the game. I would love that, though, because of the cold.
When I was in D.C., we used to broadcast live from the Cap Center, from the actual MCI Arena, whatever it was back in the day, at Washington Capitals games. I would be in the ring watching the game on doing my show live.
That's
it was
fun.
So much fun.
That's pretty cool. My first adventure with a hockey game was actually not a game, but my college graduation was held on top of a hockey rink because it was I graduated from Memphis State University.
They were slipping up everywhere.
Well, I graduated in December and they had the hockey rink down. So they put wood down over top of it. But we literally were sitting there inside the plexiglass walls on top of the rink, freezing.
See, we have some audio from that.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the cap.
It didn't fall.
And the gown. And the
wow. I'm glad everybody made it out of there alive.
Of all sports, like you would, I mean, for more, no other reason than the fact it's so cold in there that you would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
Everybody else is sitting there with their winter coats and scarves on and stuff, and Sean's in there in a tank top and laying out in his shorts. It feels so good in here.
Can we turn it down a little bit?
Here's a little... There, yep. That was Charlie at her graduation. Listen, you ever known any hockey players? Because I used to hang out with a couple in Virginia Beach. We knew some hockey players. There was a lady I worked with. Her husband was on the professional hockey team there. And he was, you know, sort of famous.
Yeah.
And so we got together and did a couple of dinners. One that I remember in particular was at their house. And so he came to the station at some point after that. And I was like, hey, Dennis, we had a great time with you guys. We got to, you know, plan to do that again. And he says this. Well, that's nice of you to say, but I didn't really care for you guys.
No way.
Yeah, he did. And I still, to this day, I don't know if he was serious or if he was joking, but we never hung out again.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that is a crazy statement.
I mean, I guess I applaud his boldness and honesty.
Look, he's a hockey player. He knocked my teeth out. I'm not going to say anything to him.
No.
Still.
I still lay awake thinking about that moment.
That is a mind
word.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a very good friend of mine was married.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I know. A very good friend of mine was married to a professional hockey player. And at the time, he was known as the, what do you call it? The one who starts the
enforcer.
Most fights. The one who starts the most fights.
Enforcer.
I guess. He was like the meanest one in the whole league at the time. He's actually a pretty nice guy, but I mean, then he wasn't. So, yeah.
Could that guy have just been joking when he said that and he was waiting for me to come back and say, oh, screw you, hippie.
Probably,
I hate
especially
you.
With your personality. I wouldn't think that. I think he was trying to get you.
I don't know. That one.
Was like, oh, well, he doesn't get my jokes, so I guess we'll never hang out again.
I remember when he said that, I may have gone, haha. But I basically just turned and walked away. Because how do you respond to that kind of abuse?
Usually someone would say, no, man, I'm just kidding or
right.
whatever. But
there was none of that.
Like, okay.
There are people like that where they're so dry that you don't know. Mm-hmm. Like I've had those friends where you're like, I can't tell if you're really, I don't know what's happening right now.
He's sitting here to this day going, you know, I don't know what happened. I really liked them. I just made this joke with him because I thought he'd get it. And then he walked away and we've never spoken since.
I was just busting on him and then he took it legit.
I would love to think that. But he ain't thought about me since that day. I promise you that.
He lies in bed the same. You guys are lying in bed at the same time.
Under the same big moon.
Yeah. Wait, it's a split screen shot. And then you're in your bed and he's in his bed. Yeah. And the glow of the moon.
Aw. Don't worry.
Yeah, and Bible song is on.
Don't worry, Dennis. All is forgiven. All is forgiven. But there are those bold people who will tell you exactly what the hell's on their mind, no matter how it hurts you.
You always want someone to be honest, but you don't.
No, you don't want that kind of honesty. I was hanging out. Here's one. There's a guy named Scal back in the day, Scal. And he was, that name is what he looked like and what he sounded like. So we're walking down, it was at Harbor Fest, and we're walking down to the water. And I was the youngest person. I was probably like, I don't know, 13, 14. Maybe I'd have snuck a beer, maybe. And they're walking, and I'm walking along with them, and I'm a big boy today. I'm walking with the grown-ups today. And I said something to the group, and he goes, hey, blank off, kid. And it's another one of those, like, you know, I said nothing.
Yeah.
I turned around and walked away. That was the end of that.
Oh.
Yeah, he was done hanging out with a kid, man. Yeah, I can't do it. I can't be like that.
No, I mean, there's a way to be straightforward with people without just flat out cutting them down.
Because I've never learned it.
Maybe you just say nicely, hey, blank off, kid. You know, that's better. Or like, no, I didn't care for you guys.
Yeah, we're real busy.
I didn't care for you guys.
No, we're real busy is a whole different vibe than I didn't care for you.
Yeah, man.
You know?
That is, you're right. And I'm that phrase, actually, I can't stand.
Really?
Because it's very snooty sounding.
Yeah.
I just didn't care for that.
I use it sometimes, but it's
like,
only an extreme.
Just say I don't like it.
Mm.
Yeah, we didn't really like you guys.
It's a level above I don't like it for me.
It's real snooty.
Like peas. I don't care
for those.
No. And you hate peas.
That's me too. I don't eat peas.
I would just do the normal, like, you know, hey, I had such a great time. We should hang out again. I'm like, yeah.
Exactly.
And then just blow them off.
And then just never do it.
Done and done.
100% what you do is like.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to find Dennis now and say, look, I got a question for you.
I wonder if he's still alive.
Were you joking or were you trying to cut him down?
I think he really, it felt real. And it's still, right now.
It's still real.
Right now, it feels real.
It obviously still hurts your feelings.
Oh, my God. And listen. I don't want you to worry about that. Oh, do you want to hear about the worst foods in the world before we go?
Oh, why not?
I have a list by people who have tried them of the worst foods in the world. There's the Thai fish entrails sour curry from Southern Thailand.
That's a lot.
Doesn't that sound good?
No.
The Þorramatur in Iceland is sliced stuff. It could be fish. It could be a sheep face. It could be a kidney.
Ooh, I like that mystery.
Sliced parts.
How about Favs a la Catalana?
which is
faves a la catalana,
beans
in Spain, pork and beans. That can't be that bad.
No, but now I'm curious.
The ramen parts. Burger in New York City.
New York City.
That made it to number 6 on the worst foods in the world.
It's a ramen burger.
Ramen burger. You've seen those, haven't you?
I know.
They just a crunchy brick of ramen.
They just they cook it and then mash it onto a bun. You know.
I'm good.
In England, they enjoy the jellied eels.
Ew.
That, you know, someone
anything
else,
jellied, I can't. I'm not going to think that's going to be good.
Someone pointed out mushy peas.
Like, ugh.
Nothing about that looks good.
No. No.
They had that at World Market, by the way.
Angulas a la cazuela in Spain. That's baby eels. They're cute and delicious.
Oh, God, no. Mm. Then they're just worms. Aren't they just worms?
In Sweden, there's the Karlskrove, which was invented for drunk people coming in. It's a full cheeseburger inside a full calzone. That can't be bad.
That sounds delicious.
Doesn't it? And then there's the Blodpalt in Finland.
Oh, that's got some blood in it.
It is. It's basically blood.
Ew. For vampires.
There you go. Those are the worst foods in the world. But none of them as bad as pineapple on a pizza. Who's with me? Who's with me?
That's delicious.
It is not. You don't
it
like that.
It is. Yes,
you don't
I do.
Eat that. Yeah, I do
eat
that.
You don't all
eat,
the time.
You know, you don't put pineapple on pizza.
All the time.
No, don't
the
say
salty
that.
Salty and the sweet.
No, please no.
Yeah,
oh,
the cheesy God, and the no. ham.
You don't. That stupid restaurant, the one that was charging like it's $150 for yes. a Hawaiian pizza to try to get people not to eat it.
$122.
It's yeah. Lupa Pizza in, it's also in England.
New York
How about
City.
That?
Yeah.
$125 if you want to put pineapple on your pizza.
But did you see what the other one, like one of their, like, but they're also known for their beef shin pizza.
Beef
what
shin?
The hell that, you know what? That shouldn't be on a pizza either.
But that's what I'm
no.
saying. Like, they're all snooty about pineapple and being all cute, and yet they're
oh.
putting like,
oh.
And then you leave the cows out there. He's like ground beef because you took his shins.
You know, they also have
ground beef.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Very much.
Garlic whipped tofu they'll put on a pizza.
Yeah.
But they don't want to put pineapple on
yeah.
there.
See, there's something very wrong with these people.
I feel like when I saw what they put on their pizza that they think is awesome, like that's like, I'm like, all right, that's cool.
No.
Douchebag.
They come and throw pineapples at you.
Ugh.
I don't even want to get into the weather vane story. We'll save that for next time.
Oh, it's okay. It's going to be okay.
Know. Is it going to be okay?
It's going to
be
okay.
Are you sure?
Look, we can compare stories. You have your weather vane story, and I have the wooden duck at my old house story.
So where's your duck?
We'll save it for another time.
You didn't like, no.
No, we have to wait until next week.
So if you ever want to be part of the podcast, we're going to do some calls next time. Call now, 336-373-0987. Anytime you wake up in the middle of the night, got nothing to do, call the Simon line and leave us a message. Listen to us online at 987simon.com.
And or go on the app and use the pushy talkie button thing.
That's what I told you it was.
I know. I don't know why. Look, I couldn't remember. We had a bunch of words and we put them together and I couldn't remember which ones.
You did real good.
I know.
What's your final thought, Charlie?
Somewhere out there.
Oh, you
Sean's
and Dennis.
Laying in bed thinking about Dennis.
Screw you, Dennis. How about you?
I really enjoyed this Motor Booty Throwdown jam.
All right, now, next time. Yeah. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.